for 1,000 years from 2,448 to 3,448, prophecy was highly prevalent among the Jewish people. During this time, there were more than 1 million prophets, both men and women. Nevertheless, only prophecies necessary for all time were transmitted from 48 men and 7 women. A person could only become a prophet if he or she was of great intellectual stature and was recognized by his or her generation as being extremely righteous. To this end, the Great Sanhedrin, the Supreme Court, comprised of the 71 greatest Torah scholars of the Jewish people, subjected people who claimed to have had prophetic revelations to a rigorous examination process. In accordance with Torah law, charlatans were executed, thus preventing many impostors from arising. Once a prophet was certified as true, all his words had to be heeded. If it was necessary, the prophet was even permitted to suspend a Torah law temporarily, with the exception of idolatry. In a contest with the Baal priests to prove them wrong, Eliyahu, for example, offered a sacrifice outside the temple, an act ordinarily forbidden. All told, a prophet's main function was to make the people aware of their faults and the future consequences of their actions. He also anointed kings and prophetically advised monarchs on such matters as going to war and forging alliances. In addition, the prophets played a major role in transmitting Torah from generation to generation. This aspect, however, was due to their being the leading Torah scholars of the Sanhedrin, and not specifically because they were prophets, for a prophet was not permitted to decide Torah law through prophecy. With the passing of the prophet Malachi in 3448, the 1,000-year era of highly prevalent prophecy came to a close. Two factors caused this cessation. First, the Jewish people were not on the exalted spiritual level required for prevalent prophets. Second, prophecy functions in Eretz Yisrael and in exceptional circumstances elsewhere, and most Jews now lived outside the land. However, the Jewish people were not bereft of spiritual leadership. God would continue to guide Torah leaders, albeit in a more indirect manner.